The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia. I need a shot of rhythm and blues.
Chuck Berry with Piscopo. Come
I
on.
I got the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven. They're rocking in two by two.
My man. Man.
Like it.
My
roll
main
it
man.
Over roll it over there, was, move on
every time I think of Chuck Berry, man, I remember that San Diego. What are the Super Bowls, man? I was the master of ceremonies of a Super Bowl show outside the stadium before the game, and whatever it was. And Chuck was the. I told you this before. Forgive me, but if you're new to the show, or if you're over from another station, because we're the only ones working for you this morning on this December 27th, me and Frank Morano and Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The Answer. I told you this before, and I laugh about it every time I hear Chuck Berry, because he had no idea who I was, and yet I was doing very well with the crowd. And then Chuck being the great performer, live performer that he has, sensed that the crowd, you know, the crowd and I had a thing going on. And so when I introduced Chuck Berry, the legend, he came on and he looked at me and he looked in my eyes and he put his hand out and he goes, "My man." That's all, because he had no idea who I was. And I went, "Chuck Berry." And he looked back at me and said, "My man." And I go, and again, I went, "Chuck Berry." Then he goes, I swear, he goes, "My main man." He had no idea what it was. Chuck Berry, man, that was great. And he went up there, ripped it up, you know. And by the way, with a pickup band, with no rehearsal, Chuck came up, took that axe out, man, and it was great. I just ripped it up. Every time I think of Chuck Berry, I think of "My main man." I had no idea who I was. Hey, Joe on the radio, you may not have any idea who I am, but I am your very humble, a very grateful radio announcer. We're jumping on the air this morning because I watch everybody, and pretty much everybody's off. Everybody's off in the media in New York. And what am I going to tell you? Everybody off, right? I go, hey, I am jumping on the air, and I just want to just jump on the air and give you a big, warm Christmas hello and appreciate it that you are with us all year long. And by the way, going into our it will be 6 years in January, going to our seventh year in January right here on AM 970 The Answer. And anything could happen. I'm just saying, you know, I think my contract comes up shortly. Anything could happen. But the fact of the matter is, you are here and I am here, and Frankie Five Burrows is here, Matt Sambolin is here, Kara, our social media gal. I love this. She's so dedicated, unlike some social media people who get better offers and leave us for more money. Are you kidding me? What? They leave us, not Kara. Kara stays with us with her family in Arizona, running the show from Arizona this morning. It's 2 hours, 5 o'clock in the morning out there in Arizona. Kind of, we love Kara and appreciate that very, very much. And Charles came in to answer the phones, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. And Debbie Duhaime, certainly. Oh, we appreciate you being here, really. So more than we could possibly tell you. It is, and the news is, you know, I don't even want to mention the word impeachment. I don't even want to talk about it. The president's been tweeting about it. Do we need to even go there, you know? I mean, I'm just grateful that I am just relieved. But every time I'm at the age where, and you, and if you're older, if you're baby boomer, you know what I'm talking about, when you get that relief, you know the other shoe's going to drop. or if something is going great, you know, it's going great, and you're going on a rise, and your career's going great, and you're making money, and you got to look over your shoulder because something's going to happen. Am I right or wrong? And me running on Christmas Day. Oh, my Frankie, was that the best what I went to? I went to go to Mass, and they put it a half hour earlier on Christmas Day when everybody knows it's always at noon all year long. Why would they make it a half hour earlier? So many people got there late. They were so upset. And I showed up at Mass, and I did a rendezvous with Charlie's mom, and we had a great Christmas morning, best ever. I said, let me leave Charlie off. I'll go to church while I'm leaving Charlie off. And I leave Charlie off, I run into church. It's a half hour. They're doing the collection, for crying out loud. I missed them. And I said, no, this doesn't count. This doesn't count. If you get there after the gospel, you're done. So, but that happened. You hear that, Frank, right? They just kind of changed the mass.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably they did that to squeeze in an extra mass sitting, I would think.
Maybe. Well, hey, listen, great church. Great church. Don't get me wrong.
But it worked out for you. You had that dial a priest.
I said, is this not a great idea for the Catholic Church to make more money? And so, if you're just joining us now in the 7 o'clock hour, I'm in the middle of it. I'm at church. I'm late. Charlie, the handoff was great. The morning was magnificent. And by the grace of God, it really was. And it's not easy. I worked for you. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning, Christmas Eve, getting everything right meticulously from the presents being, you know, wrapped in the each kid has a certain wrapping. Boom. And I have four kids with me. Four, boom, 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 boom. And I put everything under the tree. And you know me, I'm real. I get meticulous like that, obsessive compulsive like that. I got to put the presents just right, you know. And then I got to get the stockings. Oh, yes, the stockings. The candy, little tchotchke stuff in the stockings. And then the note from Santa. Yes, I put that out because Charlie. And then you got to take when they put out the reindeer food. And if there's cookies and there's reindeer food. And then you got to make sure that you have to throw those things away because Santa, of course, ate the cookies. You have to throw the reindeer food. I spread around the deck saying, oh, look, the reindeer went and ate the food. Please, it's a production. Doing my live shows at theaters around the country is easier than this. But my gosh, I had to do it. And there was a feeling of gratitude and humility that I had celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas. And I said, I'm going to church, man. This is what I'm going to give thanks. And then when it was late and I missed it, I said, I can't stop. So I told you earlier, last hour, forgive me. But I went on 78. I screamed over. I said, let me go see my mom, you know. And I said, I got to go give mom a hug because we had a great Christmas Eve at mom. We did the seven fishes, everything. And it was a great, great time with the family. And I went back, you know, about an hour away. I went back on Christmas Day to make sure my mom was all right, take care of mom. And then I said, we got to go to church. There's no 5 o'clock masses at Christmas. And I'm telling you. So then I called my mom's parish. The priest answered the phone. And again, a shout out to Father Tom Dente, you know, and his brother Al, you know. So Father Tom Dente went, and Father Tom was, I'll be at the house. Comes over to the house. And my mother, she just, you know, she goes, you know, I'm not dying. She says to the priest, he goes, Joseph wanted me to get, and it was all me. I wanted to say, hey, mom, I'm bringing the priest to you because I missed it and we're late and there's no 5 o'clock mass. So then darn if the priest didn't come over, and I'm indebted to that. That's a true disciple of Christ to me right there. You know, that just got, and then just comes over out of the goodness of his heart. And you know how busy the priests are on Christmas Day. So we appreciate that. So it worked out great. And we got, again, I stayed a little while. Then I went back to the kids, took care of everything. So it was good. Now, I got to tell you, Frankie, what I did over the week. You're not going to believe it. Ready, Frankie? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this? Watched The Irishman in its entirety.
Oh, in one sitting?
In one sitting.
Oh, so I'm eager to hear your review. How was it? I still haven't seen it.
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but I sat with... Now, Allie is studying film and whatnot at a great college right in New York. So I'm with Allie. Now, you got to watch. I know if it's Scorsese, it means a lot of people are going to be taken out. Boom, pop, you know. And if it's Scorsese, there's going to be a lot of foul language. And I'm going, all right. So I tell the girls, all right, you got to watch it. It's going to be this, going to be that. I want to tell you, in many, many ways, it's an absolute masterpiece. And the beauty of it is, and it's several things that I think make The Irishman a great film. And I know people say it's too long. And I stayed with it because... And I know you don't like me to say this because of his politics, but Robert De Niro is one of the truly great actors of our time ever. And I know you don't like, but he, I mean, he hit it on, in this. This is the best he's done since Raging Bull, Frankie.
Really? So,
yeah.
Boy.
And the trifecta of Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joey Pesci, bah, ah, you just, you are so into, I'm telling you, the flawless camaraderie, the flawless, it just jumps on camera, you know. And not, and then you put that in with Scorsese's impeccable genius, you know, cinematic view of everything, the way he does it. And I'll tell you, I can't believe I stayed the whole thing. Now, Allie, 20 years old, is going, is this over yet, Dad? I mean, really? I said, honey, you know, this is something you should study for film. Because you know what we watched on Christmas Eve? We watched, at Christmas Day, we watched It's a Wonderful Life. We ended up watching that, and I said, now that's an iconic film. And the kids don't know that film, Frank, now, you know. They don't know It's a Wonderful Life, but you and I watched that Jimmy Stewart film, right? We would watch it, but now, I said, okay, you're going to do a film. It's a film school study. We watched the Irishman in its entirety, and I tell you, De Niro is, and I know politics is, and people just are plain angry with Bob De Niro. But put it aside. Look at the artwork. It's just, I think you're going to love it, Frankie. I think you're going
to
love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Hopefully next week I'm taking a few days off after New Year's Eve.
What?
So,
what?
I know.
Frank Morano's taking a day off? How could you kid? You're not allowed to do that, are you?
I promise not to make it a habit.
But you know what? So listen, on this New Year's Eve, Frankie always has a special New Year's Eve where he has a celebration before New Year's Eve. I went, and then he does his own ball drop. It's hysterical in the casino, you know, like as we approach 12 o'clock into really what is really New Year's Eve. Now, I love to go. I don't know how to leave the kids. I got to work on New Year's Eve. We have a show on New Year's Eve in Pennsylvania, as I always do. So I got, what am I going to do? So now we thought this, because so many great people are going to go. We have a couple enticements for you to donate to 970, team970.
Including one huge enticement.
Yeah, team970.org. So I said, if we could, and maybe you get a group of folks, there's five people, there's, how about 10 people, $1,000 each? So we do a $10,000 donation to team970.org, which goes to the Salvation Army. And then you say, I'm going to come to Frankie. You come down. I will go down. I will make it a point. If the donations come in to the point where, and maybe you take a group of friends, hey, let's go down. You do 250, you know, whatever it is. And then we'll have a big group. We'll have a blast down there in Atlantic City with Frankie Five Boroughs. So that's number one. But it has to be a substantial donation. I don't mean to be rude or be unappreciative, but, you know, we want to really hit our goal. I want New York to shine in this campaign, the Salvation Army campaign, you know, because they will look across the network and across the, you know, the Salem media network. They'll say, hey, how did New York do? And then if we don't reach our goal, we look like a bunch of mamelukes, like we don't care. And we do care. You know, they think we're snarky. They think we're New Yorkers. We want to show them that we care. Team970.org. So now, what did John Catsimatidis?
All right. So John Catsimatidis just called me during the top of the hour news. Yeah. And he is a big supporter of the Salvation Army. And he's made a pretty substantial donation this year to our campaign as well, plus what he's done in his own. But what he said was, you know how Warren Buffett auctions off lunch or dinner with him for $1 million once a year?
All right.
So he said that for anybody that gives $1,000 to team970.org, he will take you to dinner. So, so you will have dinner with John Catsimatidis.
You have to verify dinner with John Catsimatidis and Margo is like nothing else.
Absolutely. First of all, I can't tell you how many people in radio, in politics, in real estate, in business are always asking me to introduce them to John Catsimatidis.
We're going to get a lot of calls from politicians now.
I said, I'm not. I don't know what you're going to ask him. I'm not introducing you. Forget it.
But now
you don't need me to introduce you. You can just go to team970.org and donate $1,000. Now, he doesn't want to be taking 30 people to dinner, so it's only the next three people that donate $1,000 or more, you can have dinner with John Catsimatidis. But I can't tell you, literally once a day, somebody asks me to introduce them to John Catsimatidis. Here's an opportunity to help some kids that really need some help, help a great organization, get yourself a nice tax deduction, help us out by making us look like we can hold our weight with the rest of the company, and you get to have dinner with John Catsimatidis. This is a win-win-win situation. So if people want to do this, go to team970.org, give $1,000. You got to do it quickly because it's only open for the first three donors.
Yeah, so true. So we appreciate it. Team970.org. And you know, it's for a great cause, because don't forget, 84 cents of every dollar that you give goes right into the community to help those who fall through the cracks, you know, especially during this holiday time. And we wish everybody still a Merry, Merry Christmas. We appreciate it. Still in the very much in the Christmas spirit. Happy Hanukkah, by the way. Apparently it's Kwanzaa. It was yesterday. So we, whatever holiday there is that I'm missing, please give a call and let me know, and we will wish you that holiday. Hey, Eric Mitchell is going to join us in a little while. Political commentator, Marine veteran, thank you, and the CEO of Life Flip Media. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about politics, and we're going to talk about Nike and a variety of things with this political commentator, a great guy, Eric Mitchell. Joe Borelli's on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you want to see. We'll talk The Irishman with Jeffrey Lyons and Curtis Ellis. Curtis, he's senior policy advisor with America First Policy. Every time you see something come out of the White House, Curtis is the guy that sends out the best emails, just clarifying exactly what all these great programs are that are indeed coming out of the White House during this time, and particularly the China trade issues. Curtis Ellis in the 9 o'clock hour. And you always, you know, I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999. We're going to jump to the calls after the break. And don't forget, please, team970.org, make a donation. And if you raise a lot of money, we could go together to Frankie Fibero's New Year's Eve. So, and Debbie Duhame is out there, 721 on AM 970. The Answer. Are you going down to the New Year's Eve party? Are you able to do that, Debbie?
Well, I have to work. I have to be at work at 4 in the morning. Oh. So I'm just trying to figure out how to do it.
I'm kind of like in the same boat. Right. You know what?
But I've been at his party. It's so fun. And there's so many great people that go. It's like a who's who. It's so fantastic.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a lot of fun. So, but I'm charging. If people make a donation, we're going down.
Yeah, well, and, you know, then you make it happen. Yeah,
that's a good impetus. Isn't that a good impetus? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea. And by the way, if anybody votes to go to dinner with John and Marco, I sat next to them at Michael's of Brooklyn when we went out to dinner this year.
The best.
Such a great time with them. They are absolutely fantastic.
Great company, but not to mention the restaurants that John goes. They know the absolute best restaurants. One of a kind experience. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you, 722 on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening out here. First of all, we're going to go out to the Van Wyck North up by Linden Boulevard. That's an accident waiting for you over there. It's kind of busy. LIE West getting through Woodhaven Boulevard, Manhattan Bridge getting into town. Watch for this accident. Still out here. It's on the lower level. It's been out here for quite a while. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Southbound BQE, that's slowing down right past the LIE. We're still seeing some congestion here in the city on 59th Street getting out toward Park Avenue. I also see some extra congestion on 66th Street heading right out through 3rd Avenue. So pretty busy through that area. And do watch out for some slowdowns as well as you take a ride this morning getting out toward the area of Church Street. Some volume as well getting out toward Chambers. Let's go inbound at the Hudson River Crossing. Still moving pretty smoothly here at the Hudson River Crossings. 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson. That's a collision. And 23 South at Echo Lake Road in West Milford, an accident there. Truck Route 1 and 9 southbound in Kearney, a disabled vehicle cleared out of the way. Partly cloudy today with a high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hi, AM 970. Listeners, Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve. Bado.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla shares have topped $430 for the first time after Wall Street analyst Daniel Ives of Wedbush offered upbeat comments about the company, saying demand for Tesla's Model 3 car is picking up in the U.S. Tesla shares are up 77% in the past 3 months. But shares of Dutch biotech company QIAGEN lost about a fifth of their value yesterday. QIAGEN says it has rejected takeover offers and that it has ended discussions with potential buyers. All three major averages closed in record territory yesterday, helped by Amazon's strong holiday season. The Dow was up 105, the Nasdaq up 69, topping 9,000 for the first time, and the S&P was up 16. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7125, 1-800-424-7125, 1-800-424-7125.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 727. You know I've teamed up with my friend Steve Perillo to create an intimate offer for my AM 970 family. You are the family, and we want you to go with us to visit the wonders of Italy on a unique Perillo tour with yours truly and Mr. Steve Perillo himself. Spend Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome. This is sure to create some special, everlasting memories. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. And when we went last time, and we had all those great friends go with us, that, and all the family that went with us, you know? And I got on the plane, you know, and we're going off, and I met Joey next to me, Mimi on my right, and we became instant family to this day. And now we're doing a reunion. You know, March 27th, there's like a reunion, a Perillo tour reunion, I'm telling you. This is the way to go to Italy. This is the only way. So I'm going to give you the number, and I'm going to tell you this, that it's selling out so rapidly, and we're just right. We could only get so many more in, you know? And we want you to go with us because so many times last time, maybe, oh, I wanted to go. I missed you. I want to go. Now everybody's going on this one. We want you to be part of that. If you call 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, or go to PerilloTours.com. You say, look, I'm on Easter in Rome with Joe and Steve Perillo. We're going to have a blast. I'm doing a performance over there in Rome. It worked out so well last time. And we're going to Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside. Pisa. How about Pisa? Siena. Siena, one of the most glorious towns that you'll ever see in all the world. Cinque Terre, huh? To mention a few. So come fly with me, baby. You know, a Perillo tour is a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. They're celebrating their 75th year in business. So the trip is just about sold out. We want you to go with us. Here is the number for the Perillo Piscopo Easter in Rome tour. 800-431-1515 or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Gosh. All this new music on the show. Look at it. Yeah. That's what I heard in my divorce court right here. Oh, sorry. My theme, you don't have a theme song? The pitchers, you know, when they come in, the relief pitchers come in. This would be my theme song. Except I don't have any, you know? It's, what would Gleason say, you know? It's my nature to spend. I just never have anything to spend. Hey, 7:30 with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Glenn in Queens. Good morning, Glenn, and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Merry Christmas. Happy, healthy New Year. Hey, you know, I don't watch Saturday Night Live ever, but I heard that you were snubbed there. And I just want to paraphrase from Sunset Boulevard that, Joe, you're still big. It's Saturday Night Live that got small.
Oh, Glenn, thank you. Appreciate you calling, Glenn. Thank you so much. You know, I don't know if it was the word. People are saying when Eddie went back last week to go on Saturday Night Live, which was great, by the way. I just absolutely loved it. But again, I'm just not objective here. You know, I always feel Eddie's he is the king of comedy. When I see against everybody else, I think he just opened up the door for so many comedians of color. And I just love that. But people said, you should have been there. You should have been there. And, you know, I never question that. I never ask why or why not. The thing is this, I don't wait around. It's like the analogy I've been using is I support the president, you know, and I make no apologies for that. You show me something better, but I think Donald Trump's doing such an incredible job. Did I think he would do this good of a job? I never did. I knew that it was time for someone way out of the box. I mean, you talk about way out of the box to go down to Washington to rip it up inside out and backwards, you know, it is time for that. I'm telling you. And Donald Trump's been perfect for that. Did I know he would be this great and all the things that he would do, a first step initiative for folks in prison, that he would create opportunity zones for the inner city communities around the United States of America, these are things, by the way, you don't hear about. The USMCA, I mean, just to think how this economy is screaming, the stock market, just yesterday. I mean, did I think he would be that great? And you can't take it away. You can't say no, he's not, because he is, and you know it. You know it. They just can't stand it that he's doing so good. That's why they do this impeachment fiasco, you know? But when I go to the White House, and they're kind enough to invite friends within the White House, invite me to go down for the Italian-American thing, I don't grovel. I'm not groveling. I don't idolize anybody. I tell you this before. Since Frank Sinatra died, rest his soul, and particularly my number one hero, my father, he passed away, rest in peace, Pop. You know, I just posted a picture of, you know, him and you know, and his military plaque on his grave, you know, which you never want to forget, those loved ones, especially those who put their lives on the line for us, you know. So, but I'm not going to grovel anybody. And when I was a foot away from President Trump at the White House thing, and Mr. President Joe Piscopo, hi, hey, hi. You know, what am I going to do? I want them to come. Are you? I know you're the same way. You come over, you say, hey, you know, I hear you on the radio. Thanks for saying nice things about me or something. I'm not groveling. So I felt the same way about SNL. I'm not going to, hey, can I come in to sit in? Nah, you know what? Do I need that? No, I don't. You know, so I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, and people are saying, well, Joe, you were the wrong color. They were saying, Joe, you support the president, so there's no way you're going to be on Saturday. I don't worry about it. I don't have time to worry about it. So I think snub may be too harsh of a word, but I just onward and forward. Onward and forward. You and I got our own little thing. By the grace of God, everything's going good. So, I understand and appreciate your support in that regard. Let me go to Tom, if I can, before we break, guys. Tom, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Episcopal, all great things. I just figured, Trading Places 2 on the radio, Eddie Murphy, you have him come in.
Yeah.
When Frankie Five Bowers takes off after New Year's, have Eddie Murphy come in, Trade Places.
Yeah.
You'll be the producer. Eddie Murphy will be you.
Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd could take Alice. I'll take off. Have him break in.
Oh, man.
Love you, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, Tom. Now you're talking. That's a show, man. I don't think Eddie would ever come on the radio like that. I don't think he would. I could ask. I could call. Dan Aykroyd has been on. And Danny's given. I don't think Eddie wouldn't. He wouldn't ever want to come into the arena like that. So, but it's a great idea. And I could make the call. Hey, I'll make the call. What am I going to tell you? Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's all good. By the grace of God, it's all good. And we're wishing you all the very, very best. And I'm just completely flush with the Christmas spirit. And so relieved everything went well. It's like a show. It's like a production, Christmas. If you have children, you know what I'm talking about. You want it to be something that they remember like you remember the goodness of your parents and how hard your parents worked to make Christmas for you. And it's not being privileged at all. It's just celebrating Christ, and it's celebrating the goodness and the spirit of Christmas. And you try to give them Christmas morning, right? And by the grace of God, it all went so good. And always, always, and always remembering those who have gone before us and those who are less fortunate. And that's what our Team970.org campaign is all about, by the way. But always being grateful for what we have. Eric Mitchell is going to join us momentarily. And we're going to talk about the politics of the day. It is 7:35 right now on AM 970. The Answer, Frankie Five Boroughs is here. And if you got Frankie, you don't need nobody else. He's doing the news just for yous on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees at 7:36. I'm Frank Moreno with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New York City has seen a record number of chain stores close this year. According to a new report, the city lost more than 300 of its chain stores in 2019. Analysts say Subway lost 43 stores, Little Caesars lost 11, and Baskin Robbins lost 10, while Payless closed all of its 71 outlets and Mattress Firm closed 20 locations. However, on the upside, Dunkin' Donuts opened 12 new stores and Starbucks opened a whopping 24 new locations. At least 12 people are dead after a commercial jetliner crashed in Kazakhstan. The plane carrying 93 passengers and 5 crew members crashed shortly after takeoff this morning outside of Kazakhstan's biggest city. According to state media, 6 children and 3 adults were taken to nearby hospital. In sports, the Knicks are the current kings of New York basketball after beating the Nets at the Barclays Center 94-82. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You've got to go to Moe's. And if you're stuck in traffic, you've got to go to Debbie Duhan. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks. Let's go to 17 eastbound, getting down toward exit 130A, getting down past Monroe and toward Harriman. A disabled vehicle out there. Over on 80 west, exit 58 in Patterson. Accident. Looks like the right lane is blocked. We're getting reports that this involves a state trooper vehicle. Let's also see what's happening on Truck Route 109 South. That's slowing down through Kearney because of some earlier problems. We're seeing some slowdowns on the outbound, the westbound BQE, getting down toward the Prospect. Over on the outbound Gowanus at the Prospect, it's an accident. The right lane is blocked. Stop and go on the northbound Van Wyck into Linden Boulevard. Watch out for an accident over there. Still seeing stop-and-go traffic, LIE West out through Woodhaven Boulevard, Merrick Road right out toward Cumberland Street, getting into Rockville Center, an accident at the intersection. Partly cloudy today, high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the products. I haven't had a cold since I've started. My grandkids get sick all the time, and I don't catch what they have. I'm going to be 68 tomorrow, and I'm in great shape, and I'm very grateful. I know the balance of nature, the simplicity of it, and the purity of it has just been a tremendous blessing for me.
This is the season that focuses on family, faith, and love. This holiday season, Balance of Nature is offering 25% off, a free travel set,
and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This will only be available until the end of the year, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, we're telling you about MyPillow. I'm telling you about MyPillow. You know, I'm waiting to get permission from my friend Dave Damiani. Let me see if I got it. No, I'm checking Twitter here because he sent me the funniest picture of his family. They all got MyPillows. They all got MyPillow. Is that the absolute best? Come on. They're holding the beautiful blue box you get, MyPillow, with Mike Lindell's picture on it. And I sent it to Mike. He got such a kick out of it. And he's sending, by the way, Dave Damiani's mom a special something for her being so. Look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight pillows. This is great. You got to try. You got to go to MyPillow.com. You're going to love it the way Dave's mom loves it, the way we love it. When I sleep on the Giza sheets now, buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets, plus free shipping, plus that 60-day money-back guarantee. Forget about 60 days. It goes right through March 1st. We give you an extension on that, plus a 10-year warranty. You have got nothing to lose when you go to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener specials. Forget about it. Great discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. And again, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza sheets, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets, plus free shipping. Enter the promo code AM970, or you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Mike Lindell loves you. This is the way Mike gives back. I know Mike. He's got a heart of gold. You go to AM970 as the code, but go to MyPillow.com and you click on that radio listener specials. Please remember that discount code AM970.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Buffalo Springfield. Look at this. Non-stop music this morning, huh?
There's something happening here.
It's my baby boomers right here.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Hey, Eric Mitchell is a political commentator, Marine veteran, and CEO of Life Flip Media. Eric, thanks for coming in, man. How you doing? Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. You're too young. The Buffalo Springfield was a huge, huge group for the baby boomers, brother. You know, it's like
I'm still over here dumping my leg. Come on.
There you go. Eric, thank you for your service in the United States Marine Corps, my brother. God bless you for that, man. Where did you serve? Tell us about your military career before we get to politics. Can we do that?
We sure can. It's funny, Joe. I was in the Marine Corps. I was stationed in Hawaii, so a lot of Marines who aren't stationed in Hawaii will pick on me because it's like the best place you could go if you think about it. I mean, but San Diego's not bad, but Hawaii, you're forced to be on Oahu.
Where in Oahu? Where were you?
It's on the windward side. It's over in Kanahoe Bay, which is on, like, if you were to like draw a parallel line from Honolulu, on the other side of the mountain range, it's peaceful over there. So if you're ever on the island, go over there. You got a lot of Marines, and it's less touristy.
Is that by Makaha? Do I have the right island, Makaha? Is that on the other side there?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It might be the other. There's the big island, then there's Oahu, right? But Oahu has Waimea Bay at the tip, right? Correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, all the Hawaiian cities, they all sound like somebody's coughing up phlegm anyway. So I can't remember all of them. I just learned how to say Kanahoe Bay because history there, if you remember Gilligan's Island, the beginning with the island.
Don't tell me. That's the
island they filmed
on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And what did you do while you were there as a United States Marine?
I was an infantryman. Proud to, my recruiter got me good. You know, big shout out to Staff Sergeant Stim back in the day. He was like, Godless. Hey, you should join the infantry. My mom, you should have seen her poor face. I mean, she allowed me to sign up, and she, God bless my mother. So I was in, I'm an older Marine back in 94, so I served 10 years in the Corps and loved every minute of it.
God bless you, man.
And funny story, Joe, just so you know, when we were crossing the equator once, we have to do the skit as we cross the equator, and we went with a buddy of mine. We did you and Eddie's skit from SNL because it was the only one we could come up with. This is back before the YouTube days. So we did it just off of, like, blind luck, and, like, I think we had seen it, like, on Armed Forces TV as we were floating in the middle of the Pacific. We're like, let's do that one. So you had a kid from Mississippi and me from Orlando, Florida, doing your skit. And it was nothing better than an Irish kid trying to pull off an Italian accent. You would have loved it.
Yeah, you are black and I am white. You did that as you went. I'm honored. I'm actually so honored, man. We always appreciate it. Hey, Eric, I know you know a thing or two about the NBA because we've seen a huge ratings dip this season. What do you attribute that to, sir?
There's so much to say what we attribute it to. Opposite of what Adam Silver's talking about, right? As he's sitting there talking about, the World Series went 7 games and blaming it on that. And I'm like, well, what about the whole issue with China where, LeBron came out and decided to go with, good old LeBron. He said, hey, I'm just going to go and protect China. And it just blew me away. Like, really? You're going to go and defend them? I mean, we're throwing fans out of the stadium for being pro-Hong Kong, protecting them. Yep. Yep. And the NBA barely takes forever to give a response, and they let these, multimillionaires tell you about, we need to understand where China's coming from.
I know. Now, why were they so willing to boycott North Carolina over the bathroom bill? Remember that? But they're so willing to bend over backwards to accommodate China, right?
It doesn't make sense. I mean, for somebody who, you have these players who have a space in life where they can be influencers and talk about, and get people to pay attention, and you have a unique opportunity where, unlike People Magazine, who decided that the protesters in Hong Kong didn't rate to be the people of the year or the person of the year, and we went with the 15-year-old with her how to save the world or whatever her parents say or to say, you sit here and you just go, what? Wait a minute. You guys will protest our president, who's making them money, by the way.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's okay, China. Go ahead and keep torturing those poor people that they are capturing who are waving our beautiful American flag for democracy every day.
Oh, but Eric, it's all about Russia. Oh my gosh, Russia is going to take over. They keep talking about Russia, and I keep saying, look at China, look what's happening in China. They just disregard it. But talking about the president, they say the Donald Trump is the most sports friendly president we've ever had. That's the case, correct?
Oh yes, I mean it's awesome. 3 years ago, he was at the Army Navy game. He was just there this past time, and he gets a rounding set of applause. He's a diehard sports fan. It's great to have a president who actually loves watching sports and gets into it. I mean, we've had presidents own teams and presidents show up to just save face. But he's a legitimate sports fan, and he's got a lot of guys around that like him. And look at Dennis Rodman. I mean, Rodman, always comes out in the president's defense. I mean,
And we also like when the president says you have to stand for the national anthem. I mean, a lot of us feel that way. So we remember Kaepernick not doing that. But in spite of the fact that he wasn't good enough to get signed by a single NFL team, he's been signed by Nike. Nike keeps him there. And by the way, how did Kaepernick's new shoes sell? Do we know about that, Eric? Do you know?
I don't have the numbers. I know it sold out in 24 hours, which is so depressing. Number one, that shoe was ugly. Number two, they put his... I mean, I don't even know how the guy has a shoe. What did he do? Lose a Super Bowl and now you get a ring for that? I mean, how does that work? Does every losing team get a shoe now? I mean, if you're a bad, washed-up quarterback who can't take no for an answer, so you just go whine. I mean, and they put his kneeling date on there, like, oh, that's good.
Nike did that?
Yeah, his kneeling date is on the shoe. And I'm like, so we have a protest shoe now? Is that what we're doing? I mean, where's Tebow's shoe?
Yeah, it's a very good point. But you know what gets me mad about Kaepernick is, and Nike, and again, the president brought Nike to Arizona, but and it was President Trump that brought Nike to Arizona. But I've been railing for years on this radio show, Eric Mitchell. I was talking to Eric Mitchell, great guy, U.S. Marine, and a political commentator, CEO of Life Flip Media, is that you know, when Kaepernick's out there and he's kneeling and Nike is hiring slave labor in these countries which names we can't even pronounce, and these people have to do slave, and then they're making the shoes there, yet Nike should have an all-out impetus, not only to go to Arizona, but to go to the south side of Chicago, to go to East St. Louis, Illinois, to go to the most dangerous cities in America, New Orleans and Oakland, California. Wouldn't that be nice if Nike put its money where its mouth is? But they keep doing this political rhetoric, and I think using Kaepernick, I mean, and never showing up and really bringing all the manufacturing back to the most stressed areas of the United States. Am I wrong when I say that, Eric?
No, you're dead right. When it comes to Nike, it's amazing. They are a PR machine. That is what Nike thrives off of. They don't care about a certain demographic. They have theirs that likes this controversy. I mean, I grew up on Nike products, right? I mean, I think we all did. In the Jordan era, everybody knew that was, you know, the shoe wars. And now you see it, and I'm like, so Nike, you have all these amazing, talented athletes that are winning rings, and the guy you're going behind is the guy who couldn't complete a pass on a fourth down in the Super Bowl and got washed out of the league. And it's not because he was kneeling. It's because he was a bad quarterback that everybody always said, you can't throw the ball downfield because you throw it to the wrong team. And now we're supposed to, this is the spokesperson for it. And what's funny is I always laugh because I was in the Silicon Valley when Colin was a big deal. And I can tell you, Colin has a weird way to treat people back in the day. And I guess he forgets that we're supposed to have that short-term memory of Colin's background.
Eric Mitchell, great having you on the show. Before we let you go, sir, I know you served so valiantly in the Marine Corps for 8 years. 10 years now, you told me? About 10 years?
Yes.
Wow. Well, we're still looking at what happened, just on a serious note, what happened with this Pensacola shooting, man. Do you think we'd be better off if all military servicemen had the right to bear arms on military bases?
Absolutely. I mean, it kind of blew me away to hear. I mean, as a Marine, our bases are guarded by Marines. Which isn't shocking, you know, Marines and firearms, but I think we should all, right? I mean, if you're going to think about it, if we're old enough to go and die for our country, I think you can have us walk around with weapons in our hands because we store them in an armory. We're trusted to go to a range with them. But the fact that we can't be armed on base, we're not going to go shoot each other.
But
it's funny how we won't trust that. And I saw some folks on the left go after attacking. Well, what do we expect? We want to give these young people weapons? I'm like, where do you think we go when we go to the combat? They give us weapons for that.
Exactly.
So we can't protect ourselves. I mean, we lost. Yeah. It's a tragedy to lose any service people on period, but to lose them on our home turf when we're going to school. I mean, those were some amazing, talented service members we lost, you know, back-to-back days. It just blows me away. We should be able to walk around armed. We know what we're doing.
Eric Mitchell, this man, Marine veteran, CEO of Life Flip Media, political commentary. Hey, Eric, you are great, man. You got to come back and hang with us. Thanks for coming in, and Merry Christmas to you, and Happy Holidays, and thanks for your service to the United States in the Marine Corps, and hopefully you'll come back soon, Eric.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe Bunch. Have a Happy New Year.
All right, thanks. Thank Eric Mitchell doing ebony and ivory as he crossed the equator with his buddy as a United States Marine. That's the best compliment I've ever had, I got to tell you right now. 752, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Definitely a compliment. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Eric. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to Merrick Row, getting into Cumberland Street, getting out through Rockville Center. It's an accident. Southern State eastbound by Broadway, getting in toward North Massapequa, a disabled vehicle. The Belt westbound at Knapp Street, a crash over there. Still pretty busy as you take a ride over to the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel, and the outbound Gowanus, right at the Prospect, a crash there to deal with as well. Problems continued this morning over on Route 80. Route 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson. The right lane is blocked. Accident involving a state trooper vehicle. 80 eastbound, exit 34. An accident there as well, getting up toward Wharton. Traffic is moving slowly on 23 south down through Echo Lake Road in West Milford with an accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? that costs a ton of money anyways. How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then a LicoChop.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7:55 right now. It is Red Kettle time. So we got these things going on. You know, first of all, Frankie Five Boroughs has New Year's Eve happening in Atlantic City. It's going to be a great celebration. I don't usually go down because I got to work like the next day. I'm with the kids. If you give to team970.org and there's a substantial kind of donation to help the Salvation Army help others at this time of year, particularly, you know, Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States with vital services like shelter, meals, holiday assistance. If there's a substantial, you get a bunch of group together and you know, we're looking to hit our goal by the end of the year. I will go to New Year's Eve with you. I will go down there. Yes, I sure will. Now listen, I'm the small changinist. I'm the chumpinist. Right now, John Catsimatidis, who you know, Johnny does Cats at Night, Wednesdays, and he does the Cats Roundtable on Sunday mornings, which is a vital radio show right after Frankie's show, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Great guy. I always tell you, you know, John and Margot, I tell you, the whole Catsimatidis family is like royalty, right? So John said, if you give $1,000, John will take you to dinner. Now, you ain't been to dinner in New York unless you go out with Margot and John. Boom. I've been to restaurants and said, whoa, you can't believe you're at the restaurant like that. So, Frankie Five Boroughs, for $1,000, if you give $1,000 to team970.org, and we already have someone jumped in already.
Yeah, Kevin Clark has indicated that he is going to be taking advantage
of
this
Kevin.
Cat's offer. And so only two spots left. If you want to have dinner with John Catsimatidis, you want to tell him about your idea that's going to revolutionize the business world, or you want to tell him why you should be governor and why he should support your candidacy, this is the best opportunity. Or you want to talk about UFOs, or you want to hear what it's like having cigars that's with Bill Clinton at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's got the greatest stories in the world, and when the microphones aren't off, those are the stories worth hearing, trust me.
So Team 970, thank you, John, for that. Oh, God bless you for that. $1,000 will do that. And then I'm looking for a little more. I'm looking for a small group to get together, to put together maybe like $5,000 or something like that, and then we'll go down and we'll do New Year's Eve together, if you can do it. So we appreciate it. Team970.org. It helps out the Salvation Army. Love as an army, and together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. It's team970.org. Thank you, Matt. Matt Sambolin, running the board. We appreciate it very much. Frank is here. Frank Morano is here. Debbie's on the roads. And Joe Lumberg is with us. Joey, how we doing weather-wise? And Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in advance. We're going to do pretty good today. It's going to be on the mild side, low 50s this afternoon, even though we're not going to see any sun. Low 50s, I'll take that.
Yeah, Joey, this is great. Hey, Joe, great to hear from you. Thanks so much. We got a warm day. Lord knows I need it because the heat went off on my house upstairs. Yeah, I'll tell you about that one. Only me. Piscopo in the morning. Joe Borelli coming up and Jeffrey Lyons as well right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
7:59 at 49 degrees. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says New York badly needs a high-speed rail line connecting New York City to Albany and beyond. The governor wants to create a panel of engineers that would examine what it would take to bring the trains to New York. Cuomo's father, Governor Mario Cuomo, also wanted to build a high-speed line linking New York City to Albany, but it never happened. Some critics say a high-speed rail line is just too expensive to build and not enough New Yorkers would use it to make it feasible.